This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of industries, a lot of them, have been forced to face up to their lack of diversity, especially in the top ranks. In healthcare, that's a double whammy. Denied opportunities, of course, for those people, but also healthcare denied in the persistent and well-documented disparities that Black Americans have to deal with when they go see the doctor. Blake Farmer reports now from WPLN in Nashville, where the leading industry in town, yeah, it's not music, it's healthcare.
In Nashville's dominant healthcare sector, Chris Poole is one of the few Black entrepreneurs. He leads a startup that supports new nurse practitioners. Before that, he worked in venture capital.
Given where society was when healthcare got started in this town, there isn't really anyone who looks like me who's in that circle.
That power circle was only white men when HCA started here in 1968. It's grown into the nation's largest hospital chain, valued at more than $45 billion. Hundreds of local firms trace their roots to the company, the family tree, they call it. The racial barriers are harder to see these days. On two occasions, Poole says recruiters wanted him for senior roles. Then the companies picked people he says were less qualified but had connections, like a membership to Nashville's most exclusive country club.
These things happen, and they happen a lot. Now, was it overt racism? It's so difficult to sort of nail down such an absolute conclusion.
What Poole can say is that Nashville's healthcare leaders love to do business with people they know, and they're usually white men. It's a fact that's obvious to Haley Hovius, president of the Nashville Healthcare Council.
You can't walk into a healthcare council event without thinking that to yourself.
During her tenure, Hovius, who is white, has hired more Black women and launched programs to develop diverse leaders, but that hasn't resulted in changes to the council's powerful board of directors. It has fewer people of color than at points in the past.
And it's pretty clear that there's a lot more work that we need to do.
The concerns extend beyond corporate diversity. This is an industry that has a direct effect on health and longevity, and many Black patients have not fared well. Dwayne Reynolds of Just Health Collective advises healthcare companies on diversity policies. He says the for-profit healthcare industry was founded not long after hospitals had to desegregate.
And as a result, hospitals and health systems still may retain policies, procedures, and processes that inadvertently leads to health disparities.
Examples abound. Studies are finding that Black people have a harder time getting COVID-19 tests. Reynolds links that to healthcare facilities locating in more affluent communities.
From a business standpoint, that makes logical sense.
But from an equity perspective, Reynolds, who's Black, says catering to white patients has done more than contribute to COVID-19's lopsided impacts. It also plays a role in higher rates of chronic conditions and maternal mortality.
More than anywhere, this industry needs to reflect America.
Bobby Frist, who is white, is the chairman of the Nashville Healthcare Council and a literal part of its family tree. His uncle and grandfather started HCA. The publicly traded company he founded, HealthStream, decided to put out a statement condemning the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis and acknowledging deep racial inequities. Frist considers it a first step.
We know there are laws that create equality, but we're not through implicit bias. We're not through the concept of white privilege.
HCA also just released a lengthy plan to accelerate diversity initiatives in its 180 hospitals. But it shouldn't take nationwide protest to see what needs changing, says entrepreneur Marcus Whitney. He published an essay in June about his own struggle launching healthcare companies in Nashville and requiring a white partner to see much success.
Like, whatever the efforts are, whatever is going on, whatever our standards of success are as it pertains to diversity, equity, and inclusion, it's not hitting the mark.
Healthcare is so important to the economy that Whitney says the country as a whole can't achieve more racial equity until this vital industry does. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.